Roop, Love with Ways to Go here on MFM 92.6. And I have two, like, Alder Marty's alumni here in studio with me, Johannes and Ian. Welcome. Welcome by MFM. Welcome. So you guys are part, like, before, like, I get, because people are like, who's these people? Like, who am I talking about? So they are basically, they came together to develop Rank My Ride, and that's something we're going to be talking about today. Very interesting concept, because it's South Africa's first car sharing marketplace. And I'm like, car sharing? So, literally, welcome back to campus, firstly. Hi. You can say hello if you want to.
Hi there, thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great being here. Thanks, Fulno.
So, I don't want to, because, you know, busy people, you obviously have rides to rent. So, I firstly want to know, so Rent My Ride, the car sharing marketplace. I heard it's often referred to as the Airbnb for cars. Why is that?
Yeah, well, that's a very good way of explaining it. In the same way that people would rent out an empty room in the house while they're not using it, Rent My Ride allows you to rent out your car when you're not using it. So that's a perfect way of explaining it.
Okay, cool. So this whole car sharing concept, it's very interesting, like specifically if I'm thinking like in South African terms. So tell us more about it and like what the gap was you recognized in the market that made you basically venture into such a business.
Yeah, I think that's also a great question. For us, you know, South Africa typically lags some of your developed countries in terms of technology trends. And mobility is changing globally, how people move, how people use technology. And from a sharing economy perspective, Rent My Ride fills that gap. So in South Africa, to make it a bit more local, we've got car owners. There's about 12 million cars in South Africa. There's about 10 million driver licenses in South Africa. So you've got the supply side and the demand side. And the interesting thing is that 90% of the time, those cars stand idle. So Rent My Ride fills that gap by allowing retail car owners to sweat their assets, make some money on the side, and it also allows the tourist, the traveler, to get access to mobility and to be able to move from point A to B if they don't have a car.
Yeah. So why do you think people are actually not using their cars so much? Because, like, if you have a car, you use it. So why aren't people using it?
So I think there's many reasons, but if you look at the Stellenbosch context or for a student in particular, if you own a car, a lot of the time you are actually sitting in class or in the BIP or in a city centrum or somewhere preparing for a test or a exam or something. So you're not always driving your car. If you look beyond the campus, people working remotely, families having two cars, and now suddenly, you know, both people are working from home, the cars just tend to stand idly by. It's not getting used, you know, 100% of the time.
So, you know, at the end of the day, it sounds like a win to get to rent out your car. And it looks like a great option for students with cars, specifically here in Stellenbosch, because, to be honest, we need less cars. but the point being is it safe? Because, like, the South African climate that we are in right now, is it safe to rent out your car?
Well, that's an excellent question. And I think we get that a lot from our users in the signing up process and also from investors. But if you look at the sharing economies that have taken or picked up speed in South Africa, Airbnb is an excellent example. Uber is an excellent example. And that shows, you know, them picking up speed shows that the population in South Africa are busy getting educated about these sharing economies and the inherent risk that they are. And all of these platforms have risk mitigating factors, and we are building in similar risk mitigating factors. Our verification process is very strict. We're not just opening up the funnels to all the renters that are available and starting the signing up process. So we do credit checks, we do selfies with integrated with Home Affairs, so there's verification. We know exactly who you are, where you work, and that's part of signing our process, and that's all integrated and seamless. So it's not a problem to sign up, but we have a very strict vetting process. So that's from the user's perspective, and then from a car owner perspective, we go through the same process. There's also tracking that's required in terms of you need to have a tracker in your vehicle, and there's 24-hour roadside assistance that's available as part of the insurance that covers both the renter and the owner.
Okay, that actually, like, you know, makes me, like, I think people would feel more chilled about it if you think of it that way. So if I had my car listed on Rent My Ride, who can I expect to rent it out to and for how long? Because what if I need the car sometime?
That's a good question. So we've got a growing user base. Many tourists obviously coming to South Africa, Stellenbosch in particular. Also professional people needing a vehicle when they travel for business. And of course, students wanting to have a bit of a midweek break or a quick weekend away. In terms of the rental period, you as an owner are in complete control. So you're able to set when the vehicle is available, when it can be rented out or not. So depending on how you want to use it. But we see typically sort of a 2-day period for rental periods as an average. It's a little shorter, but yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So how does one get to use the service or rent their car on Rent My Ride?
So I think the easiest way would be to go to our website, www.rentmyride.co.za. We're also on social media. You can go follow us on LinkedIn, on Instagram, we're on Facebook. So on our website, there's a very easy sign-up process that you can follow. And I think that would be the best way to get in touch with us and see what we have to offer.
Okay, cool. So I just want to know, how does one... that's how you use the service. So lastly, do you have a parting shot about Rent My Ride or something you'd like to highlight that we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, so I think while car sharing seems like a new concept and we got to introduce it to you today, it's something that's quite well known and is proven internationally. There's a company called Turo in United States and Snapcar in Europe. And these have done great work in terms of facilitating car sharing and the sharing economy.
Yeah.
So locally it's growing. We do have companies like Uber and Airbnb, of course. And Rent My Ride is filling the gap for the car sharing economy. So if you want to get involved with the sharing economy, yeah, join us at Rent My Ride.
Okay, cool. And you have something to say?
Yeah, well, maybe just to add to that, I think... Rent My Ride, just to inform the listeners, we are first to market in South Africa, so which makes it an exciting company and community to be a part of.
Yeah.
If you see yourself as an innovator and an early adopter, please hit us up and come join our community.
So I have one last question. This is just coming from me. Is thinking about the whole sharing economy, do you think that this in terms would help or be better for the environment, since we are sharing things instead of like new cars being produced, buying, selling, you know, all of that?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm so happy you're touching on that. So of course, less cars being bought, it means less cars on the road. It's a much more efficient use of an asset that you have already. So reducing, reusing, it all aligns with it's a better deal for the environment as well as for the economy. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe just one last thing on the economy and the sharing part of that. We are very, very proud that we've already, since launch in October 2021, we've paid out more than 1.1 million rand worth of cash to our owners. So that's the amount that's already been paid out. And the side hustle, along with the environmental impact, has really helped car owners to actually make an extra living for them. And post-COVID, that's been a fantastic success story for us.
Absolutely. And I just want to say thank you for taking the time to come here, Johannes and Ian, for telling us about Rent My Ride and all of that. It's very interesting. I think this is something that definitely should start picking up in South Africa. So thank you once again for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. So once again, that was Rent My Ride. If you want to find out more, you can go to their website. Also, it's time for our Dancing Through the Decade. So from the 80s, we have The Power of Love by Jennifer Rush. From the 90s, Fairgrounds, Simply Red. And from the 2000s, it's Push the Button by Sugar Babes.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight.